and join children with disabilities as they have a day of fun. It's an annual event organized by a campaign group to help them forget some of the numerous challenges they face, including the pain of stigma. Here's Umaru Fofana to tell us more. Thank you.
This is the sound of the waves along the pristine Lumley Beach in Freetown, popular among tourists and especially young Sierra Leonean men and women. But this weekend, it's the turn of hundreds of children, especially those living with disabilities and their parents. They suffer from brain injury, tuberculosis of the spine, Down syndrome, and autism. Some others are amputees or have congenital deformities. For many of them, living with a disability in this part of the world is a sentence to poverty and even premature death. Anna Vines is the director and physiotherapist for the Enable Children program at World Hope International Sierra Leone.
We have some amazing families here that care for their kids so much, and we've seen kids improve, but a lot of them are highly stigmatized. There, so many of them are called witches, devils, snakes, and I just really want to break that stigma in this country because it's not helpful. So the most important thing that a child needs is love. So if you get constantly told that, you know, you're a witch, you're a devil, cripple, how is that going to make you feel? How is your self-esteem going to be?
For many, they live with that name calling and more almost every day. 16-year-old Sir Johnson suffers from spina bifida, a defect in which there is incomplete closing of the spine and membranes around the spinal cord. He cannot control his bowels and is paralyzed waist down.
I face this a lot of challenge, including my education-wise, because I have problem. Let me show you, see, I can wear pampers. When I go to school, if I am urinate or feces, I will return to home. My mother will take care of me and go back to school. Then provoke me, calling me that I am not able to walk and I am not able to do anything.
My name is Daniela Kennedy.
Why don't you go to school?
School.
12-year-old Daniela Kennedy has stiff joints and cannot move her hands or legs. She sits on the beach sand in her resplendent yellow dress and gives me a broad smile. She says she feels hard done by the fact that her parents cannot find a special needs school for her.
Honorable Mohammed Ajikela, I'm the Deputy Minister for Social Welfare.
How would you characterize the state of disabled children in Sierra Leone?
Just one word. It's deplorable. We have the Disability Commission. We have a government that is committed to this. But one thing that the government needs to do now is to concentrate on children who are disabled.
Especially in the area of special needs schools.
Certainly, this is the reason why we are trying to do our best, but it is not enough.
That was Sierra Leone's Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Mohammed Haji Kella, ending the report by Umaru Fofana in Freetown. And now it's time for